Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, we're going to talk about how the voices stopped at baptism. We're starting with Matthew 3, 15 to 17, NLT. But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires," asking John to baptize him. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly beloved Son, who brings me great joy." So a voice from heaven, an audible voice from God when Jesus was baptized. God chose this moment. He could have done this at Jesus' birth or at the Sermon on the Mount, somebody could hear, or some other time. When did God do it? At his baptism. I find that interesting that he acknowledged him verbally and audibly as belonging to him, to God, at his baptism. Could it be the same with us? Michael Heisner, in his YouTube movie about the unseen realm, calls baptism a declaration of war. I like that. He says it shows publicly whose side you're on. Notice Luke 6, verse 18, King James Version, "And they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed." See, they were vexed or troubled with unclean or evil spirits. So in light of these verses and thoughts, I've got an interesting story. I've talked a lot about children being attacked by the enemy, the unseen enemy, demonic beings. And I've had a lot of people come forward and tell me their children are hearing voices or have imaginary friends. I'm learning more often than not, the imaginary friends are demonic. Maybe not always, but very often they're demonic. And I had this one lady tell me that when she started hearing me teaching on that, she remembered, she'd forgotten about it, but she remembered that she had an imaginary friend from a very early age in her life. And she talked about her friend. She talked to her friend. She told her parents about this imaginary friend. And when she was a young lady, very young, she was baptized and never saw her imaginary friend again. The voices stopped. The imaginary friend couldn't come close after this lady was baptized. I find that very interesting. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of the personal battle plan you might want to be is focusing on talking a little bit with your kids about baptism. Ask them what it's for. Ask them what it does. Ask them how important it is. Discuss the importance of being baptized. It's obedient to be baptized. It's disobedient to refuse baptism. And you might even pray about it like this: "Lord, help me to understand the importance and significance of baptism. And please help my children to understand that. Help me to be able to explain to them why baptism is an important act of faith and how maybe it even reveals to the world whose side you're on. Use me to teach this properly and help me to do it truthfully in light of your word and the truths there. And thank you for Jesus' example to be baptized that we should follow. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to just keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.